USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump addresses a crowd of supporters in Michigan, the House is voting to impeach him. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff criticized his Republican colleagues who called the impeding vote unconstitutional.
This remedy was put in the Constitution for a reason. It's not an unconstitutional remedy. It is part of the Constitution. The only way you can conceive of this remedy as being unconstitutional is if you believe, as the president does, that he is the state.
Republican Doug Collins.
There's been a lot of constitutional and founders thrown around and will be all day today. But there's one thing that I will mention all along, and that is also the founders were very concerned about a partisan impeachment in which politics of the majority who have their strength can do what they want to do, irregardless of any facts.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal appeals court ruled that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate is unconstitutional, but didn't offer a decision on whether the rest of the health care law should be repealed. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 to uphold a district court's ruling that the individual mandate, a provision of the 2010 health care law commonly known as Obamacare, which requires Americans to enroll in health care coverage or pay a fee, is unlawful. The individual mandate is unconstitutional because it can no longer be read as a tax, and there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power, according to the court. Last year, District Court Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas ruled against the legality of the individual mandate, but further determined that it was inseparable from the remainder of the ACA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some kids' toys may be spying on you. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kids' private information. If you had a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
A California man wasn't thinking when he robbed an artist. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Pictures of me.
In Riverside, California, police are looking for a man who they say robbed a caricature artist. The suspect approaching the artist asking for a portrait of himself. He sat for the portrait, and when the artist was done, the suspect grabbed a bag containing $500 and ran off. But he left his portrait behind, saving a police sketch artist of the work. A photo of the caricature has now been published, and police say it's only a matter of time till they track the suspect down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.